When Yom Tov comes out on Friday, so lo yivashel batchilo mi Yom Tov l'Shabbos. You're not allowed to cook on Friday on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Batchilo, you're not allowed to set out on Friday to cook food for Shabbos. This is talking about if you did not make an Erev Tavshilin. As Mikra Din, without an Erev Tavshilin, with the Rabbanan upon him, you're not allowed to cook from Yom Tov for Shabbos. So lo yivashel batchilo mi Yom Tov l'Shabbos. Avo mevashel hu l'Yom Tov. But you're allowed to cook for today. It's Friday morning. It's Yom Tov in the morning. You're allowed to cook for the sud you need today. And if you be a little bit smart, you'll add a little bit more. V'yim hoyser hoyser. If you have leftover, the leftover is hoyser l'Shabbos. That you're allowed to use for Shabbos. In other words, without an erev tashlum, you're not allowed to cook directly for Shabbos. But you're allowed to cook. You're allowed to cook on Friday for Friday, and the leftover you'll eat for Shabbos. So Rashi says, Lo yivashu batchilo, li yoyis tchilas bishula v'yikru l'shem Shabbos el l'shem Yom Tov yei tchilas bishula. You're only allowed to cook on Friday, l'kavad Yom Tov. V'yamashuyer, what's left over, yei l'shabbos, k'natoni v'yozol. Al mavashu l'yom tov, v'loi haroma k'natoni l'kamon. It is without haroma. You're not allowed to have in mind, maybe, not like I said before, you're not allowed to have in mind to add a lot in order to have left over. You have to cook now for what you need today for Friday. But you don't have to be a mitzamtzum exactly. If you have a little bit left over, so the leftover you could use for Shabbos. Right now, the oise tavshil me erev yom tiv, you can make a tavshil. This is somebody that makes an erev tavshilin. If you make an erev tavshilin, you can make a tavshil, make a food, a dish, me erev yom tiv, an erev yom tiv, v'soymech olav l'Shabbos. And you could rely on this dish, on this erev tavshilin, to be able to eat it for Shabbos. Eat it for Shabbos will be good. Beishamay says, what do you need for an Erev Tavshilin? You need Shnei Tavshilin. You have to have two different dishes, two different foods you have to have for an Eruv Tavshilin. Or Beisilu says, Tavshil Echad. It's enough just to have one Tavshil, one food. One egg is enough. It's like the minigit, to use one hard boiled egg, that's enough for an Erev Tavshilin. We also have a matzor, so we'll soon see why. But Beisilu holds enough to have one Tavshil, one cooked food is enough for an Erev Tavshilin. V'shovin, both Beisham and Beisilu both agree, v'dag u'beitze sholov. If you have a fish, that when you fry the fish, you fry it with eggs. So you have the eggs on top of the fish, shein shnei tavshilin. That it's considered two tavshilin, two different foods. And don't think since it's cooked together, baked together, it's like one food. So according to the Beisham, it would not be good. No, Beisham is also moida l'maisa, you have fish here, and you have eggs here. It's considered two different tavshilin. That's enough, aruve tavshilin. Ochlu, what happened if you ate up the Erev? In other words, before Friday, before Erev, before Yom Tov, you ate up the Erev. Or you Sha'ovah, there else it got lost. So when it comes now Friday in the morning, when you want to cook on Yom Tov now, Friday, for Shabbos, and you don't have the Erev Tashilin anymore, it is lo yivashel olav. You're not allowed to cook on it anymore. It's as if you don't have an Erev Tashilin. Lo yivashel olav batchila. Batchila can't be samer on this Erev Tashilin because you don't have it. V'yim shayim imenu kolshu. Let's say you have a little bit left over though. Metchila, you made the Erev Tashilin. You made the size of the kezayis that you need. You made that Erev Yom Tov. Let's say Yom Tov is Thursday and Friday. So on Wednesday, the way you're supposed to, you made the Erev Tashilin. At that time, you left over a kezayis of fish. And now when it came Friday in the morning, you only have a little bit of the fish left over. But as long as something is left over from the Erev Tashilin, say mechalov l'Shabbos. You're allowed to rely on that little bit that's left over, and you could cook on Friday for Shabbos, b'smach that Erev Tashilin. This is halacha. If you have an Erev Tashilin, then you're allowed to cook on Friday for Shabbos, on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Without an Erev Tashilin, you're not allowed to cook on Friday Yom Tov, l'kavod Shabbos. So Gemara says, Minohan Emili, how do we know this? So Rashi learns, Lav Davkin Mikro Yalef. We're not really learning it out from Sukkim. Because we know, Deruv Tashilin, the Rabbon, it's only a mitzvah, the Rabbon Erev Tashilin. Where would Rabbanan Tzemek, where's the Asmachta that the Rabbanan found an Asmachta from the Pasuk to say it's also to cook from Yom Tov, look for Kavod Shabbos, and therefore you have to have an Erev Tashilin. Now exactly why is it Mutim Midiraisa? It's a Machlokes two Terutzim in Tosfos. One Terutz of Tosfos is the reason why it's Mutim Midiraisa is because we say Hoyo. We say Hoyo, the boy Ikle Orchim, therefore you're allowed to cook. In other words, on Yom Tov midiraisa is a svar of hoyel. You're allowed to cook on Yom Tov, even for the next day, for the weekday, because it's possible that later on in the day of Yom Tov, you'll get some guests over your house, and you'll use the food for Yom Tov. So since it's possible that the food could be used for Yom Tov, there's no issue with the rice of cooking on Yom Tov for the next day. So with the rice of Yom Tov is Friday, you're allowed to cook on Friday for Shabbos. Because it's a day of Hoyel. Hoyel, Yiboy, Yimitl, Le'orchim. Maybe you'll have some guests come over in the afternoon, therefore with the rice it's mutter. It's only with the Rabbanon that it's also to cook from Yom Tov to the next day. So with the Rabbanon will masakan an Erev Tavshilin. If you prepare a food before Yom Tov, then we say, like, it's not really considered like you're cooking on Yom Tov for Shabbos, but it's considered like you started the cooking Erev Yom Tov. You have this fish that you cooked Wednesday, Erev Yom Tov. Now on Friday, when you want to continue cooking from Friday for Shabbos, we say you're just continuing the cooking, so therefore it doesn't look like you're cooking directly for tomorrow for Shabbos. So with the Rabbanon, though, they will make you to cook from Friday to Shabbos if you have an Erev Tavshilin. The other Svarot Tais says if we don't hold from Hoyle, it's a Machlekes Rab and Rav Chisda, the Gemara Psachim, if you hold from the Svarot of Hoyle or not. The other man, the Yomit, says no, if you cook from Yom Tov for Hoyle, for the next day, you get Malkus. You don't hold from the Svarot of Hoyle. So if you don't hold from the Svarot of Hoyle, that means on a regular Yom Tov, if you cook now the covered Mocher, which is Hoyle, so it's Malkus, the Nisidi Raisa. So why, Midi Raisa, are you allowed to cook on a Friday, which is Yom Tov, for tomorrow with the Shabbos? So Tai says the other svar you have to say midiraisa, the svar is Tzorche Shabbos Nasa B'Yomtiv. Then midiraisa, you're allowed to cook for Shabbos on Yomtiv. In other words, Yomtiv and Shabbos is like one Kedusha, like one day. So just like Yomtiv, you're allowed to cook for today Yomtiv, you're allowed to cook for tomorrow Shabbos also. It's only also midiraisa to cook from today on Yomtiv for Chayil, for a weekday. But to cook from a Yomtiv to a Shabbos, that's Mutti midiraisa. Midirabonin it's also. So now the Gemara wants to know how come the Rabbanon said it's also. Why did the Rabbanon say that it's also? So the Yom HaKruah, the Pasuk says, Zocher es Yom HaShabbos Nekadishoy. That means, Zochreyu, remember, we dash in an Asmachta, remember it, Zochreyu, Me'ach HaShabol Yashkichoy. Maybe you come to forget the Shabbos, so in order not to forget the Shabbos, we want you to do something to remember the Shabbos. So Rashi says, Zocher, Ein Tchirela V'dovar Meshtakach. Remember something that you may forget. That means Zachreya Miyachash Bolish Tat Lashkichai. Remember Shabbos because maybe you'll come to forget it. Kishabo Yom Tov Era Shabbos. In the case that Yom Tov is Friday. Korev Shabbos Lashtakach. In such a case, it's possible you'll forget about Shabbos. Machmas Yom Tov because Friday is Yom Tov. Shemar Bebe Sudas Hayom. You can have Geshmak and Big Sudas on Yom Tov. Vienna Manichel Shabbos. You'll forget to leave over some food for Shabbos. Re'elech Voidoi. Therefore, Vezir Chakos of her warns you, Lizachreya, to remember it. When a person makes an Erev Tavshilin on Wednesday, Erev Yom Tov, and the purpose of the Erev Tavshilin is to know that there's going to be a Shabbos soon, and you want to be able to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos, Nimsa Shezoichroi, you'll come to remember Shabbos. Like, what's the purpose you're making the Erev Tavshilin? Only because you know soon there's going to be a Shabbos, and you want to be able to cook from Friday for Shabbos, so you remember today is Shabbos. So therefore, on Yom Tov itself, you won't finish up all the food you have, but you leave over some food to be able to eat on Yom Tov. This is the Asmachta, there's such an Inyan to make an Erev Tavshilin. This is not the Easter why you're not allowed to cook. This is just a Svara and Asmachta to make an Erev Tavshilin. Now the Gemara says, my timer. So Rashi says, Loma Tiknu Erev, Krua Vade Lav Erev Mishtoi. This Pasuk for sure is not talking about an Erev Tavshilin. The Pasuk is talking about Zachreir or Layayin to make Kiddush on wine. So, my timer, why would Rabbonim Asakim with Rabbonim? With what's the svara to make an Erev Tavshilin? True, the Asmachta is from the Pasuk Zachos Yom HaShabbos. But the Rabbanon have to have a reason why they would go to make the Erev Tavshilin. So what's the reason why? So it's a Machlokes. Omar Rava, Rava says, like we had the svara just before, Kadesh Yivara Mona Yofel HaShabbos, or Mona Yofel Yom Tov. We want to make sure you're going to have enough food to eat on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. So therefore we want, before Yom Tov starts, to remember that there's going to be a Shabbos soon. Yom Tov is Thursday and Friday, and then there's a Shabbos. So we want you to make sure now on Thursday and Friday you know there's going to be a Shabbos, not to finish all your food, but to make sure you'll have food left over for Shabbos. So that's why the Rabbanan said, make an Erev Tavshilin now that will make you remember yourself to leave over food for Shabbos. Rav Ashi, Yom Rav Ashi says, Kedai Sheyomu people should say, Ein Oifin Me Yom Tov LeShabbos. That without an Erev Tavshilin, you should know, you're not allowed to even cook from a Yom Tov to a Shabbos. So people will learn out from this, kal v'chayma, for sure, for sure, miyamtiv l'chayl, that you're not allowed to cook from a yamtiv to a chayl. In other words, according to Rav Ashi, it's not a svarim to remember Shabbos, al tushas a Shabbos, but it's a svarim yamtiv. We don't want you to do malachar on yamtiv. So we don't want you to come to cook on a regular yamtiv for the next day of chayl, for a weekday. So we tell you, when Friday is yamtiv, and you want to cook now Friday to Shabbos, make an erev tashilin. In order that a person would know, without the erev tashilin, I'm not allowed to even cook from a Friday to a Shabbos. So for sure, I can't cook from a yomtiv to a weekday. So Rashi says it's a svar in the yomtiv. That's why we want you to make an erev tashilin. Where it says Tanan, we learned, oise tav shom erev yomtiv. A person has to make a food, a dish before yomtiv, v'say mechol ov l'Shabbos, and that's the erev tashilin, and you could rely on this dish to be able to cook for Shabbos. Tomorrow says Bishleim of the Rav Ashi. It's very good according to Rav Ashi the Yomar. Kidei sheyomu, people should say, ein oifin miyomtiv l'Shabbos, that you would not come to cook from yomtiv to a Shabbos. Now, as we ask, this is a hilchas yomtiv tikalochem. We want to teach the people you're not allowed to cook from yomtiv to a weekday, and therefore the only way you can cook from yomtiv to a Shabbos is you make an erev tashilin. Is haino, therefore it's good the erev yomtivin for yomtiv loy. You can only make the erev tashilin on a weekday on erev yomtiv, and not on Yom Tov itself. Because no heter is, it's considered like you started to cook on the weekday. So all you're doing now is just continuing. But to start to cook new on Yom Tov for Chayol, that's also. So therefore the Erev Tashon has to be done Erev Yom Tov. And you can't do it on Yom Tov itself. As people should remember, you're not allowed to start cooking on Yom Tov. You can't start cooking on Yom Tov for Shabbos, so for sure they won't come to start cooking on a Yom Tov for a Chayol. And the only reason why you're allowed to cook on a Friday for a Shabbos is if you made an Erev Tashilin. So it's very good why the Erev Tashilin has to be before Yom Tov. But Elul Rava, but according to Rava's time, Elul Rava, Ma'ir Me'erev Yom Tov. How come the din is you're supposed to put the Erev Tashilin on Wednesday, Erev Yom Tov? I feel a Yom Tov Nami. Why can't you make the Erev Tashilin even on a Thursday, even on Friday itself? Even if Yom Tov is Thursday and Friday, why can't you make the Erev Tashilin on Friday itself? And why? Because according to Rava, what's the svar of an Erev Tashilin? That you should remember Shabbos and don't finish up all your food today on Yom Tov, but make sure you leave over some portions, some food to eat tomorrow. So the main thing is, like before you have your Suda Friday in the morning, make the Erev Tashilin to remind you to leave over food for Shabbos. So why do you have to make the Erev the Mitzvah? To do it Erev Yom Tov, why can't you do it on Yom Tov? The Gemara says, "Ein ochinami." Really, it's true. According to Rava, you should be able to make the Erev Tashilin on Yom Tov itself. Ella, the reason why we can't, we have to do it Erev Yom Tov, it's a gzera. Rabbana made a gzera, Shema Yiposha. We're afraid maybe the person will be a Poshaya. That means they'll forget to make the Erev Tashilin. So some says, Lav Dafka Poshaya, it's even an Oynes. But we're afraid if you rely to the last second to make the Erev Tashilin on Yom Tov, maybe you won't make it. And we don't want you, we want you to make the Erev Tashilin. Therefore, we tell you you have to do it before. The Rashi says, "Hema Yivsha Yishkach Lo Yarev Mishum the Torah." That's the svarim. It's on Yom Tov itself. You're very busy. Yom Tov, you're busy. So if you're going to wait to make the Erev Tashilin on Yom Tov itself, we're afraid you'll forget. Mashenk and Erev Yom Tov. No, Basa Spon Faket, really. Erev Yom Tov, we're very busy. A lot of Tirchas Erev Yom Tov. Comes Yom Tov, Yom Tov, it's okay. No. But then they were busy Yom Tov, so they had to rely on Yom Tov in the morning. Some of them old, they used to cook in Yom Tov in the morning for Yom Tov. So they had to start cooking on Yom Tov. It was a lot of tircha to remember to make the Erev Tashilin. So therefore the gzera was to make it Erev Yom Tov. Marvatone Maitzi Lom Yehocha. Another braisa says another smachta, where we know to make an Erev Tashilin. The pasuk says, Eisa she to Eifu, Eifu. What you want to bake, bake. Whatever you want to cook, cook. That you're supposed to cook and bake before Shabbos. As Mikan Omer, from here it's learned, Mikan Omer of Leza, Ein Oifin El Al Ofli. At certain times you're not allowed to bake unless something was baked before. V'yein Mevashton El Al Mevushal. You could only cook if you have something cooked before. Mikan Samchuk, from here it's an Asmachtum, Mikan Samchuk Hachamim, Leruva Tavshilu Min HaTorah. This is the mocker in the Torah where there's such an Indian that you bake something before Yom Tov. Now that something baked, when it comes Yom Tov, you're allowed to bake further on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Or you cook something before Shabbos, before Yom Tov. Today that on Yom Tov now you'll be able to cook weiter on Lekavet Shabbos. So that's the Indian of Erev Tashilin, like we said before. An Erev Tashilin is a pshat, is considered like you started to cook on Erev Yom Tov, on Chayol. So now when you're cooking on Friday, the covered Shabbos, it's not considered like you started now to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos, and considered you're just continuing your cooking that you started from the Chol, from Wednesday. So you're continuing now Wednesday's cooking. So Wednesday's cooking is a Chol, a weekday cooking. Therefore you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov on Friday for Shabbos. But Rabbanan wanted us to be nikur that you're not allowed to cook on Stama Yom Tov for tomorrow for Chol. It only is mutti here because you already started to cook beforehand. This is Yesmachta Toefu Eifu Tavashlu Vashelu. There's such an Indian of cooking for something that you already started to cook before. Tana Rabbon, Maisav Reveli Ezer, Shoya Yoshev, Vaderus Kolayam Kula Vilchas Yomtiv. On Yomtiv itself, he used to give a drasha right after davening in the morning. He didn't go to eat the Suda yet, but they went to hear a drasha. So Yotzitz Lakasu Shoyna, the Reb Lez was saying Shia too long, so the first bunch of people got up and left. They went home to have their Suda. Is Yotza Kasrushana, the first bunch got up, is almost Rav Lezer said on them, Halolo Bale Pitsim. Pitsim Rashi says that's like a big barrel of wine. In other words, it's a big bala taiva, they can't stand to sit and learn Torah so much, the shear is too long, they have to go home and eat their food. Then a little while later, Kashaniya, the second bunch of Tamidim got up and left the shear. Vaiti was going too long, they want to have the Suda. Is almost the Rebbe said, Halolo Bale Chavyas. These people know they're going home to eat a barrel of wine. Not the biggest genre, they're not the biggest Balatavis, but they've gone to find a Balatavis also. They can't stay for sure, they have to go home and drink their wine. Kashlish, then the third group of people got up. Omer, he said, Halolo Bale Kadin. That's even a small thing, like a pitcher. These people are like pitchers, and they also not so gefelich, but they can't wait till the end of the year, they have to go home and eat now. Kas Revius, the fourth Kas got up, Amalola Bali Leginim. That's even a smaller one, like a jar, a glass. Kas Chamisha, the fifth group, Amalola Bali Kaisis. These are little Kaisis, cups. These are people that have to drink the cups of wine. His Chilul Kas Shishis Lotzis. Then it came from the last group that were left. Mamas, the last people that were left, he also started to get up. He was still studying Yeshir. And the last group of Tamidim started to get up. Omar the Rebbe said, Halolo Bala Meira, you're gefelich. If you leave now, you deserve to get a curse. Like Rashi says, well, nobody be left. If you have nobody left, terrible. The Rebbe should stay sheer and nobody's there. Is Nosanena but Tamidim. So the Rebbe Mamish looked at Tamidim angry. Is his Chilu Pnei Mishtanim. Their faces Mamish turned red, white. They got scared. The Rebbe was angry at them. Omar Lem, so the Rebbe said to them, Bini, my children, I'm not really angry at you. I'm angry at the Tamidim that already left. That couldn't stand to the end of the Shia. They're leaving over Olam Abo, the real life. What are they doing? They're going home to eat. That's the things to keep you going on this world. But they're leaving over the Shia, the Torah, which is Chai Olam Abo. So, Bishas. What? Bishas Patirosan. Now when the last twice says the last Kastan stood to the end of the Shear, another hour where they stood. So finally at the end of the Shear, the Shas Petiros, when he finally finished the Shear, Omalehem, the Rebbe told him, Rabbi Lezer told him, Lechu go ichlu mashman and eat good food, or shesum amtak and drink sweet things, Veshulcha manas lei nochenloi, and send portions to people that don't have it. Ki kodesh shayyul madenenu, tray is kudushas ayoyim, v'yaltiyotzfu, don't be yaseed, ki chedva sashem himuschem. The Ched Hashem, the Simcha you have in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's our whole strength. Gemara Mol Dashin this on Rosh Hashanah, Priya Mashma is going some on the Yom Tov also. Omar Maris, before we learned that Rabbi Lezer told him that he was angry at the Tamidim, Shemenichem Chayelim, the leaving over Olam Habo, leaving over learning of the Torah, V'yoskin B'chayisho, they ran home to do what? To have a Suda, which is only a Chayisho, take care of your needs on this world. For the Gemara, V'asimchas Yom Tov Mitzvah, they didn't stop going to eat to press, they went on to do a mitzvah. Chur Mitzvah is also Chayelim, we're doing mitzvahs. They're supposed to learn Torah, I'm not last size, they have to do mitzvahs. So what's wrong? They went home to eat, to do a mitzvah. Then the Gemara, Reb Lezer the time. Reb Lezer goes according to his sheet, his own svara. The Yomar he holds Simchas Yom Tov Rishus. The mitzvah tida and Yom Tov is the Rishus. It depends if you want to, you're allowed to, but there's no real mitzvah to do it. He holds there's no chiyuv tid. The Tanya we learned, Reb Lezer Weimer, Ein lo liyodem b'Yom Tov. A person if he wants to, he could only do on Yom Tov. Ella oy oichel b'shoisa. Either if the person wants to, he could eat and drink the whole day. So it's not that you eat the whole day. Part of it means you could do both on this time. Or Yoshev Shoina. This is the Chiddush. Or else he holds, you can sit and learn Torah the whole day. Nevertheless, those of you want to, you're allowed to sit and learn Torah the whole day. There's no mitzvah simchas yom tov. You can sit and learn the whole day. Rabbi Yeshua, we hold the halacha of Rabbi Yeshua. No, the mitzvah is chokeyu. You have to divide yom tov in half. Chetziv l'ashem v'chetziv l'chem. Half is l'ashem davening and learning, and half is l'chem with the suda and sleeping. Omer Rabbi Yechon. So therefore, Rabbi Lazlo Shitasi held that kol zman you're learning Torah, there's no inyan to run home to eat. So he was angry why they ran home to eat. Omer Rabbi Yechon. Ushnei mikrecha dosher. Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Lazlo both dash in the same pasuk. Kosev echoraim. One pasuk says atzeres l'Hashem lekecha. Shavuos is atzeres l'Hashem. It's mamish l'Hashem and not for you. Or kosev echoraim. Another pasuk says atzeres tiyulachem. No, Shavuos should be for you. Atzeres tiyulachem. Okay, so how does it come out? Rabbi Lezer Savar, it's up to you. Oy kulul Hashem, if you're such a person that you could learn Torah the whole day, you have a right to be atzeres Hashem lekecha. You can make the whole day of Yom Tov only Hashem lekecha. Oy kulul Lachem, if you're not a person that could learn Torah the whole day, then you have a right to atzeres Lachem, the Yom Tov could be for you also, you could also eat. Rabbi Yeshua Savar, Rabbi Yeshua answered the theory like this. The pasuk means no both. Chol keyu, you have to divide up the day. Chetzi of Lashem, the chetzi Lachem. Half of the day of Yom Tov is for davening and learning, and half is reading. For the Mara Mailiye Nochenloi, the pasuk says you should give monos. V'sholchu monos le Nochenloi. What does it mean le Nochenloi? To people that don't have it. What do you mean you should send presents, food to someone that doesn't have it? Omar Rav Chizda lemish leyaniach aruba tashilum. It means a person that forgot to leave an erev tashilum before Yom Tov, so he's not allowed to cook now on Friday for Shabbos. So when it comes tomorrow on Shabbos, it doesn't have what to eat. So such a person has a mitzvah for you to give him to eat. Ika the army, some say, Mi shaloi hoyuler laniach erev tashilun. So we're talking about somebody that did not have to leave an erev tashilun. In other words, either the question means he was an oinus, he forgot about it, he was too torrid, he was pote, he was an oinus, he didn't leave an erev tashilun. Ava mi shaloi laniach erev tashilun, v'lo yaniach, but somebody that was supposed to leave the erev tashilun, and he didn't leave it, that's Pasheyu. He's called a Pasheyu if I care. You shouldn't make an Erev Tashilun. You shouldn't send him food. In other words, since he was a Pasheyu, he did not do the Erev Tashilun. He knew about it and he's supposed to do it. And Mashiach Bemezid, he went and did not make the Erev Tashilun. Such a person, if I care, you should not send him food. Since he was a Pasheyu, let him go without food. Son. But my ki chedvas Hashem himuzcham. What does it mean, chedvas Hashem, the happiness of the Yom Tov is our strength? Omer Rabbi Yechonim Shem Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shimon. Omer Lem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Klal Yisrael, Veni, my children, Lovu Yolai, lend money from me, it means on my cheshbin, V'kid Shu Kedusha Sayyim, and go make Kedusha Shu Yom Tov. Because even if you don't have money now, go borrow money from somebody, and rely that I'll pay you back the money. V'heminu Bi have trusted me, V'ani Parei, I'll pay you back. This is the famous Gemara. The Yomer Rabbi Yechonim Shem Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shimon. We'll soon see the next Gemara about this. There's another Gemara. That if somebody wants that his fields should be Miskayim, should keep it, nobody should come to steal it, nobody should take it away from him, is how do you make sure that the fields will stay under your rishus? Is Yita Bemadr. Plant this big tree called the Adr. This big tree will make sure it remains by you. Rashi is Yita Bemadr, Ilan Choshev, it's a very Choshev tree. Yeshlai Shein Lemrochot, everybody knows about it. For Yomim, people say, Ploini Yeshlai Yadav Esteil. Everybody's going to know this is your field, because they heard about that you planted this tremendous tree in your field, so everybody knows now it's a shame that the field belongs to you. So nobody let it come and steal it from you. Anybody comes to steal it from you, everybody will tell him, hey, what do you mean you're stealing from the guy? Everybody knows this field belongs to Reuven. Reuven planted this big tree there. If you go away, people can't take it. Everybody knows it belongs to you. So kids, if you want your field to stay in your rishus, plant this big gigantic tree there. Shenem and the pasuk says, Adir b'amorim Hashem. Kleina, she'adir loshin kiyam v'chazik, l'kach nikra adir. Like, amorim Hashem means the strength, but adir means something that remains a long time. Inami another pshat is Adra Kishmei. It means like its name. What does it mean, Kishmei, like its name? Because the Yami Yishlai, people say, my Adra, what does Adra mean? The Kaimel Doradori. Something that remains from generation to generation. So in other words, this tree is a tremendous big tree, So everybody knows the field belongs to you, so this field will stay in your rishus from one generation to another generation. Nobody could come and take it away from you. Tanya Nam Yoch, we learned that this also, that Sadish Yesh Payadr, if it's a field that has this big tree there, ain't an exelus. Yishno, nobody will be able to steal it away from you, because everybody knows it belongs to you. V'yena Nechmesis, they can't even like push it away from you. The Chamsin Rashi says is Yoyev Demei, somebody forces you to sell it. And I give you the money and say, either give it to me or I'll shoot you. So kids, so the guy gives you the money and forces you to sell it to him. People won't be able to do that here either. Because afterwards, if you go away, tomorrow you'll be able to go to Beth and tell everybody, you know, this was my field, I had the adder there, you know about it, and this guy forced me to do it. So the kids, if you have this adder tree there, everybody will know this is your field, they won't give it away from you. Who are then the Paris of Mishtamrim? Because you put it on the boundary, so people can't get into to steal it. And Tony... Yeah. Rashi says, "Umishtameres hatzfu min aknim of yataloyim. They'll protect the fruits from the worms. Shereach oisay zerem avrichin. I bet, because the smell that comes out of the seeds of this tree throws away the insects for Horgan and kills them. Because yama bechotmin shemishtamera tfu of masech the Shabbos. So, kids, if you grow this tree there in your fields, the odor of the tree will kill out all the insects, so the tfu will grow better also." So, kids, if you want to have a nice, healthy field, the best thing is to plant this tree, the other tree. Nor Tony Rav Tachlipa Achva the Rav Noi. Rav Tachlipa, the brother of Rav Noi Chuzoi, said like this, that you should know, Kol Mizoi Noisav Shel Odom Kitzuvim Loim Rosh Hashanah V'yad Yom Kippurim. From Yom Kippur until Yom Kippur, from Rosh Hashanah until Yom Kippur, the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making the Gezeirah Din. He writes it on Yom Kippur and he makes the Chesima on Yom Kippur. He makes up by then, it's nigzar, how much money you're going to make this year. You're going to make 20,000, 30,000, 40,000, it's up gemacht. You're going to make this amount of money. You can't make more than that, you're not going to make a penny less. Chutz, excluding, mehoitzois, shabosos, vyoitzois, yom tovim, vyoitzois, b'nei l'talmud Torah. Excluding these expenses. The money you spend for Shabbos, for oinik Shabbos. The money you spend for Simchas Yomtiv. Or the money you spend that your kids should learn Torah, that you get paid back, like the Gemara before said. Like Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Pani, you'll borrow money and I'll pay you back. In other words, it's not on your cheshbon. You're up gemach to make $30,000 this year. That's excluding the money you're spending for Shabbos. If you're chachem and spend a lot of money for Shabbos, so the Ebesh is going to give you another $20,000, $10,000, what you need for Shabbos. If you don't spend the money on Shabbos, you're not going to get the extra money. Like the Gemara says, Shem pochos personoi. If you're going to be stingy on Shabbos and not spend the money, you won't get it back. Hashem won't give you any extra money. V'yim hoisif, for lo yitzu, you take a Kodesh Baruch Hu's Eitzam, and you borrow money from people and you use the money to cover Shabbos, so you're spending the money to cover Shabbos, you should know, moisifim loy. A Kodesh Baruch Hu will give you extra money. You'll get the extra money. You're supposed to make 20, now you make 25,000. Because you need the extra 5,000 for Shabbos, for Yom Tif, and for Eitzoyah's Bonal B'Talmud Torah. Rashi, exactly how much money you're going to make this year, Hashem makes up on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Throughout the year, make sure not to stop waste money. Don't just throw away money. Because this year, you're going to get 30,000, that's it. So if you're going to take your first 10,000 and throw it away, the rest of the year you're only going to get another $20,000. You're going to be broke before you know it. Therefore, be very careful and don't stop wasting your money. This is it. That's what you're going to have for this year. Chutz meretzoyah shabosis. Oysa loy poskuloy. That Hashem did not make up how much you're going to get on Rosh Hashanah. No, poskuloy mashistak l'tzorcha mehekun t'vatua. El l'fimashe rogo mamsiloy l'shor l'yachashor. How much you spend on a Shabbos and a Yom Tiv, that's how much Hashem will give you. If you only spend a little money, you'll only get a little money for it. Slamish, there's a very interesting Gemara here. So they once said over, I think the Yisrael of Aaron's itself, that used to say a bazoi that a person for Shabbos can go to the hotel every Shabbos. You should leave your house, go to the hotel every Shabbos, go to the biggest hotel in the world, and spend $1,000 one day, Hashem pays it back. So he wanted to say there's a gedorah to how much you could spend. The Gemara just means you shouldn't be stingy. Now, on your madrega, how much you usually spend? You go to the store, Samol, you buy something for a dollar. The covered shop is spend $1.50, spend $2. In other words, don't be stingy. If you have a doubt to buy that or buy that, the covered shop is go and buy it already. Buy the nicer, buy something better. But to go out of your gvul, mamish jump into different gvul, maybe that you don't have a right to. Who are then for shab for yom tov? It's brought down. All right, turn over.